Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. John Keats is one of the directors of the Cavern Club, where I spent all of my early years. He's a great guy to talk to, as you'll find out now.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want, delivered to your door.
My guest John Keats is here, and as he walked into reception, his mind went back 20 years.
Yeah, longer than 20 years. Yeah, you're playing that song, and I don't think you realise, I directed the original production of that back in 94. It was the world premiere, and even the author came over.
I remember
Helen Forrester came over. Yeah, we did it in April and then again in October. So, and those songs, you've literally taken me back a lot, 26 years. Yeah. Sounds ridiculous. Great songs.
I could see by your expression you really enjoyed doing it. You're proud of what you did there.
Yeah, well, I'd never really directed. I was an actor, but I'd never directed. And Rob Fenner, the director, pulled out at the last minute. Last minute was about 8 weeks before. And we were in the pub, as most stories go. And he said, Johnny, do you know any directors? I said, well, I do. But what? And he told me what had happened. And I did put a few names in the hat, and the next thing he said, well, what about you? He said, you're an actor. I said, yeah, I'm an actor. So the only things I've directed is a couple of college productions. I was doing a bit of freelance teaching up in Southport. I did some theatre and education plays, you know. He said, that'll do. Yeah, take the script and give me the script that night. And anyway, I signed up, and Pauline Daniels had already been cast. Ethna had been cast. Yeah. And then through the help of the wonderful Elsie Kelly, Elliot Clark's. We auditioned the kids from Elliot Clark's and cast Leanne Campbell as Helen.
I didn't realise Leanne was performing that soon. Yeah. 13, oh, you God, say she was.
Yeah, and it wasn't. She'd done decent roles at the Empire before. You know, she's
a great singer.
She's a great singer. She's a great actress as well. Yeah. She wasn't the obvious choice for Helen. There was three girls from Elliot's that we were looking at, and one of them just looked. She just looks like...
Because Helen's plain, isn't it? And Leanne certainly isn't plain.
Yeah, she was just so talented. She was wonderful. And she was 13 when we did it in April, and I think by the time we did it in October, because we did it 6 months, both for a week, they both sold out. I think she was the grand old age of 40. And
brilliant.
She's brilliant.
And I must admit, to John, the success of it has surprised me. Not the success in Liverpool, but the fact that Alan and Rod have toured it, and it's been very successful in other cities.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a well known novel, but it's also in some ways. I mean, it's a little bit like the story of Blood Brothers, isn't it? It crosses over, and it's just a story of struggle and overcoming struggle. It's set in Liverpool, which gives it that charm, I suppose, that essence. But it's just a great story, and great stories, like great music, will always live on.
Said as a true director.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door.
There we are, another band that John Keats is not unfamiliar with being in his role at the Cavern. That was the Shakers.
Yeah, great band, yeah. Great, authentic Merseybeat band. They stay resident band for probably about 10 years. They play on Sunday evening. In fact, tomorrow it will be their first gig back, like many of our bands. You know, they're all starting to come back this week. Now the restrictions are off, so I think they're on stage tomorrow about 6 o'clock. Great band.
Excellent. I mean, the Cavern, I mean, we'll mention it later on, but the Cavern, which has kept going anyway with the live feeds.
Yeah.
You know, are those feeds stopping now, John?
They stopped about a week before we partially opened in May the 17th, when we could reopen. We finished them a week before, which was, I mean, that was an incredible. I was saying to someone yesterday, we did it for like, we're thinking, oh, we'll do it for a month, and hopefully we'll be open again. And then the big lockdown, it was 7 months, 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. It was quite a surreal part of our Cavern history, but it united everyone around the world. Yeah.
Didn't Gary, I could have sworn Gary said he was going down to do an 11 o'clock slot last week.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're back live. We've been back live in the Cavern.
It's not stream, it's live now.
Yeah, we've been live since we opened on May the 17th, but just with solos. And now that more restrictions are off, we've got all the bands back in this week, which you know, onwards and upwards.
And the Beatles Week's on again now, hasn't it?
Yeah, Beatle Week is on, yeah. I mean, we'd made an announcement about a month ago that it was absolutely, or 2 months ago, that it was definitely going on, and it is going on, unless anything goes pear. And behind the scenes, as it, with everyone the last 18 months, whatever, you know, there's been plan A, B, plan C. Yeah, I think we're on plan X at the moment. But no, it's on, and it's all, we, you know, we've, PAs are booked, venues are confirmed. We had a meeting at the Adelphi yesterday. So
you're doing quite a bit of Central Hall this time, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We usually do our two feature shows of the Philharmonic Hall.
Yeah.
And they've been brilliant about it, you know, just constantly just looking at the situation. But it came down to cost in the end. So we just, and numbers, because we're all the international visitors and guests aren't going to be with us. You know, we know that. And that is a huge part of the audience. We've gone to slightly smaller venues, but Grand Central Hall. Thank you for the glass of water, Leslie. Very kind of you. It's a venue we've been using on and off for 20 years. I mean, it went back. And Maureen's great down there. So we're delighted to be back at Grand Central. Lots of stuff going on.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door. Liverpool
Live. There's another band which I'm sure John has a lot of respect for as well, the Mono LPs. And like a lot of bands, John, the careers have halted for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, but they're still very much going. And that's taken off the compilation we did on Cavern Records.
It was.
There's some great bands on that. We did it with Francis McIntaggart. We worked with him on that one. But yeah, all these bands, there's so many, we always say there's so many great bands in Liverpool. And
but you wonder now how many of those great bands are still going, because I look at some of the compilation things I've got. The Cavern's done a few, and there's other organisations. And you look at them and go, I wonder how many of them are still playing.
But it's like, I remember there's someone you remember, when the guy did the musical tree of 80, all the 80s bands.
Oh, yeah.
But they just end up in forming other bands, and it's like, oh, isn't that the
Pete Frame.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were great, the Family Trees, and everyone going different bands. And
but it's a 60s, 70s and 80s one.
Yeah. So I'm sure everyone's there. But there's so many bands, like the prime example is like Red Drum Club, who were just in you know, I'm a huge supporter of them, as the Cavern we are as well. And they were probably, their second album should have been, that should have gone.
Yeah.
And they lost that whole opportunity, but they're, what I like about the Red Drum Club,
they're different, aren't they?
Yeah, they are different, but they went straight in and recorded and about to release the third album, because I think they knew they'd missed that. And the third one, I've heard, it's gone up a level again. So
brilliant.
Hopefully we'll see a few bands coming out of this and you know, taking the next step.
Okay, after the break, we'll see what John's been doing with himself lately. I'm going to rephrase that. I'll see what John's been doing recording-wise lately.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkmen and women. Proud to serve you every single day.
Liverpool Live is the Billy Butler Show. Let's find out what our guest John Keats has been doing in the recording studio lately.
Yeah, you were expecting
it. I've heard lots of your stuff that came totally out of the blue and unexpected.
Yeah,
especially the composition of the song.
Yeah, it's funny. We're going to London tomorrow, which we'll talk about, to launch this new single. And we did the first rehearsal this week with the band, and I think I fooled them all the musicians, because they sound like, even on paper, on the chord structures, but they're not. It's a little bit quirky, that one, and it catches all the band are fantastic musicians, much better than me, but it catches them out, which is it's subtle, and I'm very pleased with that one. You were saying about, you know, trying, you know, get a country artist to cover it, which I'd love that, but I also almost hear it as a theme tune to a ITV drama or something.
I'll tell you who would have done that straight away. Kenny Johnson.
Yeah.
Kenny Johnson would have done that.
Would have done a lovely version of it, yeah. But no, I'm pleased with that. And there's beautiful strings on it from a friend of ours in Germany, Patricia Loyal. You know, again, you know, this is all done in lockdown, where you send the music via the internet and people are, you know, gladly playing on the tracks. And then it's produced by, you know, one of my best mates, Tony Coburn. He's Paul McCartney in the Cavern Club Beatles. Yeah. That's his job. But he set up a studio just before lockdown, really, and I think I ended up being his guinea pig project. But we've ended up working on it for about 12 months, and that was he did a beautiful job on that one.
Yeah, I mean, did you? Because the first one you put out was country-ish, but not as obviously country as Leaving Love Alone.
No, it was Out of Sight, I think, was the first one. It did have, you know, I don't listen to country music, and I've had this conversation before about Americana.
Yeah.
Seems to be, it broadens the it's broadened.
Yeah, I got
the
along
theme.
With that. Yeah,
and I was just writing those songs, and it's a lot of them have got, dare I say, an Americana feel.
It's amazing how many of the early heavy metal bands now sound Americana.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I just don't understand it, but I. We were just saying off air, like Ethan Allen, who I got utmost respect for, you know, he picked up on the songs as you did, and very complimentary. And I don't know, I think maybe it's when I listen to music, I've done a few things where you've got to, you know, interview and like your five favourite songs, and I tend to listen to quite mellow songs.
Oh, that's very mellow. It's very atmospheric.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say that's probably my favourite song that I've ever written.
I love the way it goes. It goes on the line, and it goes, and then it drops. I'm leaving love alone.
Yeah.
Like you've been up there, and then all of a sudden, I'm leaving love alone.
Yeah, it's desperate, isn't it? as our old friend once said to me, Bernie Wenton. When he was playing in Blundell Street for us, and it was Christmas, and I said, "Will you play the little boy that Santa Claus forgot?"
Oh yeah.
And he said, "Oh wait, la, I can't do that. They'll be crying in the soup, la." so and I love Bernie. Rest his soul.
He was wonderful.
He was great.
Okay, now the new single, complete change of direction. Same producer.
Yeah. What it was, we brought the EP out in April. Three words. The title was because it just so happened the five tracks all had three words in the title. And this one we did at the same time, but it didn't fit. It was never going to fit. It started off as a bit of a soul-y, like just nice little groove on it. And then it ended up as probably like me and Tony call it the rocker, but it didn't fit on the EP. So we deliberately held it back. The other five songs on the EP sort of tell a story of, you know, desperation and loss and, you know, crying in your soup.
It's a COVID song.
Yeah, absolutely. But this one, this is the most up-tempo. It's the most fun. And we wanted to have a bit of a early 70s jam. You know, musos around the room. It's a little bit Lennon in terms of the saxophone. Paul Thomas, the sax player, another Liverpool legend. His brief was Lennon, Madison Square Garden, 73, dirty sax. That was it. So we nailed it. But the irony is this song, it's the most up tempo. But it was actually we lost my sister in law last year, far too early age, and this was written when just towards the end, and it's for Sarah, really. I'm getting emotional.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust, and service with a smile to your door.
A false ending would have fitted in well.
A false ending, yeah.
You know, because it just comes in, and if you'd have started that again, it would have fitted in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those songs we're doing it tomorrow at this gig in London, and we're starting the first set with it.
Is it a cavern gig?
Yeah, it's the Cavern Freehouse down in London. It's a cavern pub that's been going about 30 years. It's run by a scouser, Noel. We went down to see him about 7 years ago because we were trying to tidy up all the rogue black
cabins,
especially in like Tenerife and places. Because, you know, we're doing deals with people around the world, affiliate
the
proper
name.
Ones. Yeah. But because Noel had done it for 30 years, and it's very like our cavern pub, it's a proper rock and roll pub, live music, six nights a week, great bands. So we did. We brought him and his venue under the banner of the Cavern, and every time I was posting anything on, you know, my pages and stuff, my music, he was like, "When are you going to come down?" So it was back in April. I said, "You know what? Let's get a date in." And we've all been stuck in Liverpool, and it was the easiest gig to get a band together because everyone was like, "I'm in it. I'll play. Yeah, I'm in." You know, so there's about, I think there's a six-piece band playing tomorrow. So it's but we'll finish and end with that one, and it'll be extended false starts, and like we'll be milking that one tomorrow. It's good fun to play.
Okay, we'll take a break. Then there's another aspect I'm going to talk to John about the cabin.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies, everything you need and everything you want delivered to your door.
That's Anthem from Chess. And good number that, John.
That's excellent, yeah. Right. No, I do love a good musical. I've failed many auditions for many musicals in my past career.
But that was written by Tim Rice and the guy from ABBA.
Yeah, yeah, that's, it's wonderful.
I played that because that was George Gallagher.
Ah, okay.
George is probably the biggest pull in Liverpool in the clubs.
Yeah, I didn't know that was George Gallagher. Okay. I've never seen him live.
George, his act is so varied.
Yeah.
And he can hit those notes when he wants to. He picks a great selection of songs.
Yeah.
But he's enormously popular now because of Facebook and everything.
Yeah, well, that's where I've seen him, yeah.
Not just him. It's not just... There's him and there's people like James...
Oh,
you forgot as well, have you?
Franklin.
James Franklin.
Oh, the guy, he's the soul.
Billy Myers and stuff like that. And these are the people who are packing the clubs.
Yeah.
But isn't there a niche at the Cavern for that?
I don't know. I mean, I always say the Cavern is so eclectic.
Yeah.
The back room, the live lounge, maybe it would be good to have like a because we always have local music on, but it tends to be new original bands because that's, you know, massively important. But maybe, because it is a massive market.
It isn't, because of Facebook, all these people who we're talking about are incredibly well known.
Well, we were saying before off air about
Scott Johns, he's another one.
Yeah, he's a good old friend of mine. But, you know, Grand Central Hall, you know, a lot of these acts you're talking about obviously play there with Maureen.
Well, they do, and they do it all down Charlotte Street.
And it's a real scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
And isn't that what's great about Liverpool? There's that scene. Then you've got, you know, all the acoustic artists that are playing, you know, they're in the Cavern all the time, but all the other bars, there's a lot of opportunities for live music at the moment. And it sort of goes in waves. I remember back in the 80s when it was like all the Irish bars were doing all the Guinans and Rosie O'Grady's.
Yeah,
and then it sort of went, and then it's come back. But it seems to be, there's music everywhere, which it should be in this city. But yeah, maybe, I mean, he's got a great voice. I didn't know him.
But the Cavern Lounge sprang straight to mind if that show was going to go on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Well, we're open for, you know, and you know, as I say, eclectic, you know, you know, once we get back to full capacities, you know, we'll get back to, you know, this, you never quite know what's going to be on in that back room. It's great. Very flexible.
And that's why, without blowing my own trumpet, that's why I was saying, I mean, for years and years, I've backed all the local stuff, but a lot of radio stations and a lot of shows like that, they only play groups.
Yeah.
But there are people like George Gallagher and James and solo singers who are great to listen to.
Yeah.
And they're still local.
Yeah, but
you don't have to be a band to get exposure.
You're right, and you've championed the Liverpool music scene for so long, much more than anyone. And you're right, there is a complete lack of that. You know, it's there's so much talent in the city.
Well, there is.
It's ridiculous.
And it keeps coming up again.
Mm, yeah.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Proud to be your milkmen and women. Proud to serve you every single day.
There we are. That's Foggy Mountaintop by the Loose Moose String Band, who used to storm the Caledonia, didn't they? You saw them there, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw them in the Caledonia, but I'm just saying that it takes me back to the Atlantic on the Dock Road. You know, that's that sort of vibe that was...
Yeah.
That was a great proper Liverpool booze, which is sadly not there.
And we did 23 television shows from there as well.
There's some great footage
great
of some of those nights. Yeah.
Great crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can understand, can't you, how that went well with Scousers?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They flooded the floor of Parsons. Oh,
that's brilliant. That's proper music there.
John, thanks for popping in. Always good to have you here. Just a quick reflex about last Monday.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, the Monday Club. So the restrictions were off. I mean, in the Cavern, we haven't gone back to full capacities, but we've gone to around about 55%. We just want to build it up. But more importantly, we were back on the Monday in the Cavern pub with Ian Prowse's Monday Club, which it was to the day, it was the 10th birthday party. So we were determined to get back open for that, which we were. And to mark the occasion, we inducted him into the Cavern Wall of Fame, Ian Prowse's Monday Club. And the place was chocker, of course.
As you'd expect.
It was just, you could just feel the love in the room for this thing that Ian's built up over the 10 years.
And all for local talent.
Yeah, it's all
no
local.
No backing tracks.
No backing tracks and no covers. It's, you know, that, when we first asked him 10 years ago, we said, we're thinking of trying something maybe for 6 weeks over, across the summer. And that was what he said, I'll do it, but it's got to be original music. And I said, well, okay, what about quirky cover versions? He said, no.
Well, did you have poets on as well?
Yeah. So it's original music, poetry, they've had plays on there. But the community, and after the last 18 months, the joy on everyone's face, it was a great night.
Okay, and it's going to continue now every single Monday.
Yeah, every Monday, yeah. I think he gives guests like three songs. They get on there. They get three songs unless they get up there and think they can get away with doing the cover version, in which case he turns the PA off. and the act gets lynched.
And it was worth putting on just to see Ian McNabb's face and getting up on stage at last again.
Absolutely, yeah. He was one excited boy. One excited lunatic. Lovely lunatic.
Well, good luck with the single, John.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust, and service with a smile to your door.
If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.